A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter. Now as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to then help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken from her." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Both this and the first reading that we heard this evening before our meal have to do with hospitality. And hospitality is central to what we do at St. Lydia's. I kept thinking as Elaine is running around the kitchen trying to coordinate so many things, what's going on in your head and how is this passage going to ring in your ears tonight? I know she and we all were grateful that you all pitched in with the chopping and the stirring and all the other tasks involved in this preparation of a feast. God's feast for us the servants who share it with one another. So I want to talk a little bit about both the readings we heard tonight. First, that reading from Genesis, and then this reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In Genesis, Abraham, the founder of the monotheistic religions, is sitting in the hot sun. I mean, in the shade, but it is a hot day, and we know what a hot day feels like today, right? And the Lord appears to him in the form of three men. This is often taken as an early example of the Trinity in Scripture. God appearing as three people to him. And pay attention to what he does. He gets up and he runs to them in that hot sun. He runs to them, he bows before them. He gives them water to wash their feet, shade in which to rest, and food to restore their strength. In the ancient Near East and Mediterranean, hospitality was a key value. I remember my freshman year of college, first semester, we read the Odyssey and we read the Hebrew Bible. And the big thing that I took away from that was, wow, in both of these cultures, hospitality, how you welcomed guests, was very, very important. If you were out there traveling without a home of your own to rest in at night, you would want somebody to treat you like this. And so you treat your guests in this elaborate, extravagant way. And that's what Abraham did. And in our reading from the Gospel of Luke, we see Mary trying to do the same thing, right? Martha. Martha welcomes Jesus into her home. Busy preparing a meal, trying to do all of those things that we all know are so important that God wants you to do. And what does Jesus say? That's not the most important thing. My slip of the tongue there with Mary and Martha, I always get the two of them confused. And I'm sure that's because my name is not Martha. If you ask any Martha who was raised Christian, she will tell you she constantly gets jokes about this passage. At least the two Marthas that I know constantly get references to this verse. Oh, Martha, you must really like to serve, right? These two characters are made into caricatures of the two paths, the active and the contemplative, service and seeking after wisdom. The problem, of course, is that we need both of those things, right? And Jesus here is not saying, don't serve your neighbors, don't offer hospitality, But he is making a point about how we hold that in balance with the other things that we do. And most importantly, with where our attention is directed. As we gather together for a sacred meal here, we too should remember that it is in this meal that God comes to us and offers us a word of grace, of hope, of liberation. That this meal is not meant to be yet another task on our to-do list, but the opening of possibility, the opening of learning and wisdom, the opening to the truth of God's love for us. Christ did not come to lay an even heavier burden upon us. Sometimes we can hear this teaching about Mary, how good she is sitting at Jesus' feet, and think, there's another thing that I have to do. Now I have to go and sit at Jesus' feet, and I have to learn, and I have to study, and I have to do all the right things in that way. And that's not what this passage is about. This passage is about the freedom from those distractions, those things that consume us, those things that we place ultimate significance upon, which are not ultimate, right? The things that stand in the way from us realizing both our insignificance and our ultimate significance as children, beloved children of God. When we read this passage, I hope that it calls us to think about those places in our lives where we have become distracted, where we have let important things, but not ultimate things, stand in the way of God's desires for us. God's desire to share God's love and mercy abundantly with us. God's desire to come to us and nourish us in this meal, so that this meal might not be yet another burden, not another thing on our to-do list, but might be an opening into grace, an opening into transcendence, an opening into love.